Well, hello, everybody. This is John, also known as On78. And actually, this is just pretty much me just dropping in and saying hello and hoping that everybody is doing okay. Also, got a couple questions out there for anybody that might know any accessible, because I do use a screen reader, but I'm trying to find something that's something somewhat accessible, and I do know a lot about the HTML stuff. I'm beginning to learn more on PHP because I really want to take more hands-on with doing the design to my website. So if anybody out there knows anything about accessible web editing programs that work pretty good. I'm not going to say perfect. It'd be nice if there was one that was perfect for a screen reader, but I doubt that there is. But that work, you know, enough to where you can manage your web page and design with an editor. The one I used to use is pretty much outdated. I used it a long time ago. I think it was called, I wouldn't say Front Page or something like that, but again, that wasn't as accessible as I thought. But because I'm basically trying to figure out a couple things, and then I have another feature that I'm going to be adding to my business site, but it's going to be, instead of just the aandemarketing.com, I'm going to have one called movies.aandemarketing.com, and I'm going to share all the described movies that I have after I figure out a way to best do that, because the one problem, I really can't do it by MySQL because I know nothing about MySQL. I know a little bit about Linux, but I'm not big on a lot of the programming. I do know a whole lot on HTML. Of course, now HTML5 came out, and now I got to learn that, right? So, looking to see if there's anybody out there that might be able to give me some tips on that. And, you know, maybe I can do a little bit better on some of the design. I noticed the one web designer I had, and no harm done to you, Mike, because you've done a good job. There was, you know, a couple errors that was nothing drastic, just some misspells that I can see that would be very easily to misspell, like iPhone. I think he spelt it I'm wanting to say EYE phone or something. I know it's misspelled, but I can't remember what the proper spelling is, because even I sometimes get that confused. But my main thing is finding something accessible to edit to where I don't always have to do everything handwritten, because with the networking, I'll be honest, even though it's a job that most of my other team members, they don't have to do a lot of work, but I do, because I like to take care of everybody that works under me and make sure they're doing okay. I feel that that's the fair thing to do. You know, obviously, at some point, I'm going to be hiring someone to help with tech support when it comes to things with the website, when I get up to, you know, 300 or 400 or 500 members, which will happen, because as I said, when I say that I'm going to do something and that I can, I will. And you know, and it benefits everybody. But anyways, this is not about my business, so let me back off of that. Other than that, I was just sitting here and I was looking through my website, doing a couple small updates, changing the sound that plays. I've got a phone conference. If you want to go, actually, and listen to that, you can. I know I said I'm done talking about the business, but I just want to let you know that if you want to listen to the phone conference that I did, that I picked a couple of my team members to come on and talk about their experience with it. And then I gave my own detail about the program, well, not the program, but the business and the products and how it benefits and yada, yada, yada. But, Let's see. Other than that, I'm just sitting around. The wife, she is in bed. She's not feeling too good. I think she's having a little bit of a separation problem because her oldest, this is the first time ever she's been away from her son for, you know, a whole week, and I can understand that. And I mean, I guess us guys kind of hold a stronger level, if you know what I mean. I'm not saying women are weak, but I guess we can kind of keep things in a little bit stronger, you know. And she really had a hard time this morning letting him go, but you know, he's out there, and it's one of them deals. He's taking a field trip because he's in the sixth grade, and you only get to do that once, and I don't want to see him miss out on anything, you know, and neither does she. So on the other hand, it's a little bit quieter around here. So anyways, and I also want to just give a thumbs up to Dolores, and if you hear this, send me a direct message. I would like to get some more. Maybe you can send me some more pictures, or maybe when I do uploads, you can kind of pick what the topic is and add them in for me. I'd appreciate that, considering I can't see the pictures. I did add a new picture, though. Something, I think it says view.jpg, but it's a picture that was taken when I was in Switzerland. And a very beautiful picture, I think. And hopefully I took it to where it looks good, I think. Anyways, a very beautiful place to be. And, you know, it's different over there, but it's beautiful. And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'm looking for more followers, even as just friends. But follow me on my business Twitter. It's A-A-N as in Nancy, D as in Delta, emarketing.com. And thumbs up to the very, as I call the big shot of Audio Boo. I really think I listened to his interview, and he was talking about how he came up with the name Audio Boo, and he said he was sitting around and thought, you know, they have audio books, take away the K, and you get Audio Boo. So I think that is awesome. It's really cool how people come up with names that are something that you wouldn't even think of. And, you know, people think of it and they turn it into something fantastic. And I love Audio Boo. It's a way to, one, share memories and keep things, you know, up onto a server to where even a year later you can say, hey, go back and listen. You remember this, guys? You remember this, kids? And I know that Audio Boo will be around a long time, so I hope when the kids are older, I'm going to pull up that one file about them playing PlayStation and be like, do you guys remember this? You know, and stuff like that. And it's just a really good way to, one, you know, meet new people and, you know, throw out ideas to people and offer, you know, help to people, or even to try to lift up people. And, you know, even with the blind community show I do, I'm a person that respects everybody around me. Even if I don't know them, I can't disrespect them because I don't know them. But I really do try to inspire people, and I hope that I do make a difference, because I want to be, you know, different than just your normal person. I want to be someone that can make a change in someone else's life. And I know doing that and also doing the business that I do and trying to involve people in that, that is also another way that I know that will change people's lives. And I see it every day. But anyways, I love you guys. I love Audio Boo. And you guys are great. I mean, for example, with Audio Boo, I had a tech support problem, and one of the people that work with Audio Boo, they got back with me. They took care of it, and they were so polite about it. And I like whenever I do an Audio Boo and suggestions are given that, hey, you know, if you need help adding pictures, I'll help you. Or, hey, you should do more of that. Or, hey, I'm inspired by what you're doing. Or, you know, just simple stuff like that. I respect every one of you guys, and I hope to get more followers. I know that I could sit down all day and start follow, but me following is no different than if they see me and them, you know, follow me as I post. So I think maybe it's easier if when I do my post, and I think I'm doing it right, and someone send me a message if I'm doing this wrong, but I think what you do is you go to channels, you find the channel where you want to, you know, put your message, and it shows up under that channel. Is that how that works? Another question for you is iPhone. I can't figure out, like, when I go to channels, it lets me browse, but I can't figure out, like, how to start recording on that channel. And if I go back to the main screen where it says settings, contacts, I see a thing that says record, but is that going to record to the last person that messaged me and just reply to them, or is that going to do a recording that goes right up to the main page? So, looking for a little help there, and I would appreciate it. And I do love every one of you, even if some of you think I'm a jerk because of maybe some of the stuff I say when I'm trying to encourage people, but maybe at some point you'll come to understand me. And I'll check up soon. So, everybody have a great night. I might even, you know, let's see, it's only 10:57, so I might do another audio boo on encouragement, or building a business while having a life, or I'm even thinking about doing some HTML tutorials on audio boo. It won't be nothing, you know, real detailed. It's going to be teaching, and this is just an idea, teaching some of the basics of how to at least get you a web page started in HTML, how to add your body and your tags and your colors and your links and your email links, and how to, you know, do your headers and tables. I know how to do tables, but the only reason I don't do tables is because people that use screen readers, it makes it kind of messy for them. So I don't do much of tables. The only time I'll do a table is if it's a blank table with just some background color and some words inside the table that go across, you know, something simple. So anyways, love you guys. You guys be sure to follow me. Follow me on Twitter. You can also look me up on Facebook, and I think my business Facebook, and let me know if I'm wrong. Try to look up facebook.com/AANDE marketing and see what happens. I'm still a little confused on that, if that's how that works. But anyways, love you guys. Hope you guys are having a great night, and hope everybody's doing well, staying safe. And if, of course, if you're about to go to bed, sleep tight. Don't let the bug beds bite. And if they do, don't even think about blaming it on me, because I will throw my microphone at you. Y'all take care.